What items should you never buy cheap? This discussion was brought to our attention by producer MYK. Why are you buying cheap stuff? What's going on here?
You know, I found myself in a dollar store over the weekend. I mean, all of us are moving at the same time. We all happen to be moving this week. I'm moving on Friday as well. And I found myself at the dollar store, you know, just looking around, just seeing what's going on. And I noticed that for a dollar, Joe, you can buy a pack of condoms for a dollar.
A dollar? I go and get like, I don't really use them anymore, but when I was, oh my God, they're like 15, 20 bucks for condoms.
Yeah, would you trust condoms from the dollar store?
What are they made out of?
I don't know.
I'm saying those have to be so freaking thin and break so easy.
Wait, are they already used? Like recycled?
As far as I know that they weren't used, unless they repackaged them really well.
Do you remember the company brand that was selling dollar?
It's probably like Fojin or something like that.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, a dollar condom. Yeah, I don't know if I would trust that. I think I'd have to go with the real thing, like the top line brand kind.
Yeah, I'm getting myself some Trojans or something.
Okay, and I also saw at the dollar store, they have pregnancy tests.
No!
Something so crucial, like something so important that you gotta wonder whether or not you're pregnant. Are you gonna trust the dollar store pregnancy test?
Yeah, because aren't they really expensive? Like 5, 10, 15 bucks for a pregnancy thing? I know Lindsay, we did a pregnancy test a month or two ago, and that was like an expensive one, she said. But I think for a pregnancy test, I could go cheap on that. Because if it does show you're positive, you could go right to the doctor. Like you could actually get the real stuff done there. I might go cheap on that one, but the condoms, no way. If I was using that as a form of birth control or like trying to protect myself from an STD, no. Or I'd put two or three on just to be safe.
So how much was the doctor visit for the pregnancy test?
Okay, that would be expensive. You're right.
Yeah, what would you guess?
Well, like if you have a copay, probably like 20 to 50 bucks depending on your insurance.
Okay, without insurance, what would you guess?
Ooh, a lot. Anytime you go to the doctor without insurance, it's
right.
Always expensive.
Yeah, but you could scratch all that and just go to the dollar store and just pee on a stick.
No way.
You could.
I wouldn't trust it.
A dollar store pregnancy test is going to say like you're pregnant with Mona Lisa. It's going to be like way weird.
With Mona Lisa? You're pregnant with the Mona Lisa.
Oh, no.
A big painting is going to come out of your loins.
That's worse than Zika.
If you use a pregnancy test from a dollar store, you will get Zika.
317-239-1009. What items should you never buy cheap? Is that kind of what you were wondering this morning?
My mind was just blown that there's some things you should just, you know, you should pay a little more to get the good stuff. I mean, the place is loaded with food, too. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't eat some of the stuff that was in there. Of course, like the snacks and stuff. You know, you could probably get away with that.
Here's the thing. I grew up with a mother who loved shopping at the cheaper grocery stores. I won't name names.
She was thrifty. She liked to save that money.
The way cheaper grocery stores, okay, that make their own brands of food so they can sell it cheaper, blah, 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 blah. I cannot even tell you. I mean, I might just be bougie. We figured it out on the show before that I can even taste the differences between brands of water. So I do have the most bougie tongue in Indy, but I'm telling you, I never buy certain types of food cheaper on a discount, like meat. I don't think you should buy like a weird brand of hamburger meat or anything. Like, make sure that stuff is like a reputable brand, or milk or bread. One thing I cannot stand cheap is bread. It crumbles in the toaster and stuff. I can tell a huge difference between discount bread and normal brands.
I don't even know what you're talking about as far as like discount bread.
You can't tell the difference. Like the bread is just full of like holes and air and
when you go to a grocery store and it's their own brand of bread instead of Sara Lee or Bunny Bread or Nature's Own.
Yeah, it's like, hey, this is Kroger bread or Meijer bread.
Just like an off-brand type of bread.
Yeah.
I feel like it always like it just is more likely to like crumble and not be very good quality.
Yeah, it's gross. It's called inbred, Joe. Don't eat it.
Inbred.
In-house bread.
I can tell the difference between like Campbell's soup and like store brand of soup. I think it's gross.
The bags. Cereal.
Can you tell the difference between Pop, like Big K, and like Dr. Pepper or whatever? Dr. Thunder?
Yeah, nurse soda.
Nurse P. That's her name right there. I'll agree on the cereal. Like, I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's the best cereal, hands down. And I had like the knockoff version, and it's okay. But it's not as good as Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Something's missing. They didn't 100% copy the recipe. 317-239-1009. What items should never be bought cheap? You need to pay the regular amount or a little bit more to make sure you get it. Chris, thanks for hanging on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Yeah, if you buy the dollar condom, you need the dollar pregnancy test.
Have you bought dollar condoms before?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know.
What have you seen? Like, have you made any dollar store purchases or anything like that?
I mean, they have, like, itch cream and stuff, which you're probably going to need if you buy the dollar condom.
Ew.
Did you see any itch cream there, MYK?
I didn't see any itch cream there, but I wouldn't trust that either. I still think you'd be itching.
Does anybody trust anything at the dollar store? Hey, thank you for calling in, Chris. 317-239-1009. You can also tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. Live the Web Girl. What are people saying you should never buy cheap?
Tammy actually says it's a proven fact the dollar store has the most accurate pregnancy test. Hashtag I promise the most expensive ones are not accurate.
What?
I don't know. Do you think more people go to the dollar store to get pregnancy tests?
I'll tell you what I got at the dollar store when I moved into my place was a shower curtain liner, and yeah, it was garbage. So I would never buy those cheap either.
All right, 317-239-1009. We got a lot of people on the phone that want to tell us things that we should not be buying cheap. If nobody else says it, I'll tell you mine, because I actually bought something cheap the other day, and I instantly regretted it. I threw it away in the trash.
What?
I'll tell you next.
No! Why do you do this?